Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Joe in Manhattan. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Chris. How you doing, brother?
Good. How are you,
Eddie,
buddy?
Eddie from Rockland had a sneak, had to do a little Mission Impossible drop in at, since we're doing movie talk. Alex wouldn't pick up my call on the other line, so had to go through the business line.
Well, yeah, I'm sure you did, Joe. I could tell your voice right away. But, yes, what do you got for us today, Joseph?
Right. So, well, on this, you said it before on Judge, what sparked me. If he doesn't do good in the postseason, they're not going to win.
Correct.
But you got him as the best player, the top best player, right? Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Seventh game of the World Series.
Yes.
Bases loaded, last out. I watched baseball from the mid-70s. Mm-hmm. I can name 20 guys that I would rather have up there besides clutchless, gutless, Judge.
Yeah, I disagree with you, but okay, that's fine.
Really? Can't name anybody you'd rather have in that position?
Not playing today, no. And throughout history, I mean, I'm a Derek Jeter guy. I grew up loving Derek Jeter in that spot, but it depends on what you need. But just a base hit, even he's hitting.
A hit.
He's
hitting. Just a hit.
He's hitting you 370. He's hitting 370.
Yeah, but Chris, do you see that he has a mental problem when it's time to produce?
Why is now any different than any other point of the season? He's going through a slump right now. Why is now the time to produce? Why is now some sort of indication for the playoffs? He's slumping.
I'll tell you why, Chris. Tell you why. Because Jim Kelly won tons of games in the regular season. And you know what he's remembered for? Losing the Super Bowl. That's why.
That could quite possibly be.
What do you mean quite possibly?
The dumbest answer I've ever heard to a direct question. So Judge is never allowed to slump. My point is, he's slumping, clearly. He's having his worst at-bats of the year. He's going through a real funk. Absolutely. He looks bad. He's striking out, no doubt. Everybody does, because I'm sure you'll tell me you'd rather have Juan Soto up in those spots. Juan Soto went through a terrible slump this year. My question to you is, why are we looking at this slump right now and saying this is when he shows he can't come through and it's time to produce, so he's never allowed to slump at any point?
Well,
what makes this stretch of a slump proof that he'll be the playoff guy again?
He can't slump if he's the greatest player of all time.
That's absolutely ridiculous. The greatest players of all time's all slumped. He's hitting 370 with a 1.2 OPS still. It's been a bad week for him. Of course he can slump. And if you just want to say, I know Brett's coming up with the same crap. If you just want to say that Judge has proven he can't hit in the postseason because of his struggles in the postseason, we can have the conversation. We've had it a million times. And I can tell you that while being true, I don't think that means he can't moving forward. That's fine. But if you're going to tell me that right now, that what we're seeing right now is an indication of what he'll do in the postseason, I don't understand. Is he never allowed to slump? What makes this June series against the Angels some sort of telltale sign of how he'll produce in the postseason? Is he not allowed to have a bad couple of games? Like, I don't get it. What makes this as opposed to any other time of the season? That's what I don't understand. The Red Sox series, okay. He hit a huge clutch home run. He didn't do much else. Totally agree. And he struck out a ton. But in the top of the ninth down a run, he took one of the better pitchers in the American League for 460 feet over the Green Monster. Was that not clutch? Because they lost the game. I guess it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter that in the moment it was an extremely clutch at bat. They lost the game, so who cares? But what about this stretch would tell you or point to the idea that Judge will do this in the postseason because he's doing it now? There's nothing. It's just stupid. You can point to his previous postseasons. That's fair. To point to this week and say, you see, when it's time to produce, where is he? What makes this Angel series the time to produce? Because they're slumping and they're losing? Part of the reason they're slumping and losing is because he's slumping. He was bound to have a slump. The guy was hitting 400.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I mean, come on. But yeah, I mean, throughout history, can I think of Punch and Judy hitters who won't strike out? Yeah, not all those guys that you could think of, the 20 guys, they weren't facing 99. Like, and 100 miles an hour from everybody coming out of the bullpen. I just watched Steve Phillips on MLB Network give this whole thing about how Judge is the best hitter in Yankee history, better than Babe Ruth. Now, I don't know if I necessarily agree with that or that I'll just take it at face value, but he went through this whole thing about how many times previous players of older generations faced the same pitcher and how many pitchers Judge faces or players of today's generation face. Judge is hardly ever, ever allowed to see the same pitcher three times in a game. Hardly ever. Like in 1927, Babe Ruth saw 47 pitchers. That's it. 47. The same 47 guys the entire season. And multiple times, games where he saw the same pitcher 5 and 6 different times because it doesn't matter. They threw you 300 pitches no matter what you did. Aaron Judge is seeing 3 different pitchers every single game. Right-handed guys who throw 99 miles an hour designed just to get him out in that specific spot. And yet he's hitting 370 with an OPS of 1.2 something. He's right there to win the damn triple crown. So as frustrated as I am by him, and as much as I've said, he's part of the reason they have a 6-game losing streak. He's a huge part of the reason. That's okay. That's okay to say. They're losing right now because Judge is struggling. That's part of it. It's a huge part of it. That's not blaming him. He was bound to struggle. And while over the course of this regular season and in games like this against the Angels where all they need is freaking one bunt and a sacrifice fly and they win 2 of these games, I'd like to see The offense, again, the offense has been better. It's not just Judge and everybody else. It has not been that this year. They have the most runs scored in the American League, and they had the most guys with an above-average OPS in all of baseball. They have been contributing. They have been helping. They have been a lot of those guys. Bellinger, Verdugo. Bellinger, Goldschmidt, Grisham, all of them. Like, they have had major impact in why this offense has been successful. It has not just been Judge and everybody else. But what they haven't proved is that they can step up and make up for Judge's absence. But that's a regular season thing. Let's be honest. A four-game set against the Angels at home, the offense should be good enough to score one run the other night and three or four runs last night without Judge. They should be good enough to do that and cover for him during a week-long regular season slump against some of the bad teams in baseball. That they should be able to do. I'm annoyed they haven't been able to do it, and they have to prove they can do it moving forward because Judge might have another slump. But when it comes to the playoffs, when it comes to the ALCS or the World Series, I don't know. Like, it almost doesn't concern me then because I don't see a way to win without him producing. You can win this series against the Angels. Are you going to beat the Dodgers without him producing? Is this team built for that? No. And that's why, you know, I saw Gio's thing. I've seen people say it. It's a bad omen for the postseason. It's not. It's really not. It's not a bad omen for the postseason because I don't believe they are good enough to win with Judge being this bad, Judge being in a slump that he's in now. What is he, 2 for his last 24 or something? Like, they're not going to win if Judge does that in a postseason series. They're not. They can beat the Angels. They can beat the Royals. They can beat, you know, the Baltimore Orioles coming up next. They should be able to still win games with Judge struggles now. But when you get to the better teams in baseball, you get to the Dodgers, you need Judge to win. As, you know, pretty much every team does. You know, the Dodgers have a couple of guys, but Freddie Freeman went nuts. Year before, Corey Seager went nuts. That's how the Tigers won, the Rangers won. How'd the Rangers win? Rangers win because Seager went crazy. Your best player has to produce. And I'm not denying, he's been awful the last two postseasons. I just think he's so good and so great that I don't think that will continue forever. I don't think he's some sort of can't do it in the postseason. He hasn't the last couple of years. Prior to that, he was a solid postseason player. He wasn't dominant. He wasn't his dominant self, but he was solid. 22 and 24, he's been god-awful. God-awful. And if he's god-awful again, it won't matter what the rest of them do.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.